Michigan's system of care for people who are hurt in car accidents is breaking down. It's leaving accident survivors and their home health care workers without the funding that they've relied on for years.
I don't know how to explain just how awful this is. The industry has collapsed.
That's care provider Elizabeth Piner. And she, like others in the home care industry, has a warning that injured people are losing care because of the state's new auto insurance law. This is Stateside. I'm April Baer. Auto insurance reform was supposed to lower car insurance rates for Michigan drivers who face the highest costs in the country. It has done that, though not as universally as some had hoped. But it's also created an opportunity for insurance companies to control costs far beyond what the law explicitly says they're allowed to do. And as you're about to hear from Michigan Radio's Tracy Samilton, that includes routinely delaying or denying payment for post-accident care.
Dan Hawkins survived a terrible car crash in 1996. He's paralyzed from the upper chest down.
I can just sit in bed, but I need another human being to roll me, dress me, transfer me to a Hoyer lift, help me with food, drinking.
After the accident, his insurance company, Farmers, paid for 24/7 home care. But the new auto insurance law lets insurers cut payments for home care below cost. John Beattie is director of Inspire Home Care. He says it's even worse than that. In Hawkins' case,
we have not been paid 1 cent for services since July 1st.
Beattie says the new law's fee cuts alone means he'll have to stop providing care for his 38 seriously injured clients by year's end. But insurance companies are speeding that up by paying nothing. Hawkins says it sends a cruel message to him and others who need care.
You don't matter anymore.
At least 700 injured people have already lost care, according to the Michigan Brain Injury Provider Council. Like the ventilator-dependent patient who had to be dropped off at a local hospital because he lost his home care and had nowhere else to go. A paraplegic single mom whose children are now trying to care for her. A severely injured 3-year-old boy whose extended family now has to sign up for shifts to care for him. Denise Sokolowski is vice president of All About You Home Care. She says many insurance companies are going beyond what the new law explicitly allows and slashing payments below cost for everything.
Feeding tube supplies, their supplement, their food that goes down in their feeding tube, gloves, needles, medications that are necessary.
Sokolowski says insurers are also playing the shell game. Technically, they have 30 days to pay most bills, but if they send the bill back with a demand for more information, they can reset the clock another 30 days. It's become a proxy for paying nothing at all.
Billing is having to send in for the same week of services over and over and over and over again because we're getting something back and we have to do it different. And then you get it back and you have to do it different. And then there's ones that you're just not hearing anything from.
In Sokolowski's experience, Mimic, a AAA company, is the worst offender. They've sent bills back as many as 10 times, she says, and still not a dime has been paid. Meanwhile, the agencies still have to cover expenses like staff payroll, and it's swiftly exhausting whatever rainy day fund or loans they have. Tom Judd is president of the Michigan Brain Injury Provider Council.
You know, this isn't just one or two insurance companies doing this. It really seems like it's a coordinated effort where they're all said, come July 1, boom, it's going to be wild, wild west out here. We're given free rein to do what we want with these bills.
Auto accident attorney Katie Tucker says it's far worse than most people realize. Tucker says newly injured people are being denied the most basic kinds of post-accident care, like surgery and physical therapy for a broken foot.
The insurer says, you know, we don't think the treatment's medically necessary.
Tucker says the new law means many Michiganders may need attorneys to force insurers to pay for care after an accident, if that care is even available. The home care industry for injured people is expected to virtually disappear by year's end, and some doctors and other healthcare professionals are starting to refuse auto accident patients. We asked for recorded interviews with the insurance companies mentioned in this story. We also asked the Trade Association for the entire insurance industry. Same with MCCA, the insurance run group that controls large claims, and the state agency that regulates the insurance industry. No one agreed to the interviews.
It's time for a short break. In a minute, Tracy will be back to explain to us why patients and care providers say they're caught in a shell game with insurance companies. We'll be right back.
Support for Michigan Public's Stateside podcast comes from Lake Trust Credit Union, working to empower financial well-being for Michigan consumers, businesses, and communities. Committed to financial solutions and advice to support people and families. More information at laketrust.org.
Support for the Stateside podcast comes from the University of Michigan's Go Blue Guarantee, committed to keeping a U of M undergraduate education within reach of all Michigan residents, regardless of socioeconomic status. Programs are available for all three campuses. More at goblueguarantee.umich.edu.
How did we get to this point where patients are losing the care that they need to survive? As the saying goes, it happens slowly and then all at once. Let's rewind a bit. For decades, if you were covered under auto insurance in Michigan, and if you got in a terrible wreck, insurance companies paid for your care, things like ventilators and home care assistance, 24/7 nursing care if you needed it, physical therapy, extensive rehab. But all of that changed this summer.
On July 1, part of our new auto insurance law allowed insurance companies to start slashing payments to these home care agencies, residential rehab facilities, by about half of what they were charging in 2019. It's far below the actual cost of providing care. So what's happening now is some companies just shut down right away, because they just, you know, it's not sustainable. They saw it. We had Health Partners, probably the biggest company in the state taking care of auto accident survivors at home. Eisenhower Center closed. They treated the hardest to treat survivors with traumatic brain injuries. They closed down. Some have been sticking it out and hoping that this fee cap would be fixed, but many of them are losing hope and they're closing. And we think by November 1st, this whole system of care that used to take care of people who were seriously injured in auto accidents is just going to go away.
You're suggesting that we could be looking at a wholesale collapse of the system of care for people who've been injured in auto accidents in October. What's going to happen to all those people?
It's not pretty. It is really not pretty. People are already being just dropped off at the hospital because their home care agency closed and there was no one else who would take them because of the payment problem, right? Mm-hmm. They may end up in nursing homes. They may end up in adult foster care homes. And I spoke with Denise Sokolowski. She's vice president of All About You Home Care. And what she says also applies to nursing homes. These adult foster care homes, totally not ready for these people.
The one-to-one care is something that's so essential for so many of them, because you can see, like, if somebody's starting to have a seizure, we realize that their eyebrow starts to go up a little bit. Well, if somebody's not paying attention to that, then that person is having a seizure before you even can do anything. They may be on the floor, because group homes have are great for many, many things, but when it's someone who needs one-to-one supervision, that's not the place for them.
The Eisenhower Center also told me that people with traumatic brain injuries who are taken out of their rehab centers and just dumped off at home with their families, a lot of them are going to end up homeless or in jails.
So what does the new law say about what insurance companies have to cover?
Well, they are supposed to pay up to about 55-56% of home care fees. But of course, it's not enough to cover the fees. And then they're also supposed to pay up to 200%, that phrasing is really important, of services that already have Medicare codes, right? So mm-hmm. physical therapy has a Medicare code. So they can pay up to 200%. But what they're saying is, hey, it doesn't say I can't pay less. It doesn't say I can't pay below the cost of providing the care. So let's do that.
So that's how it goes. Well, Tracy, are the problems limited to the things that we tend to think about when we think about acute care ventilators and feeding tubes?
No, it's everything. Everything is possibly going to be paid at a fraction of what it used to be paid, or it's not going to get paid at all, or it's going to get paid very, very late. So everything, home care, residential rehab, if you want to go to one of the centers we used to have in Michigan and really get full rehabilitation after an accident. Things like speech therapy, if you have to learn to talk again, physical therapy, if you have to learn to walk again, all of these things are possibly at risk because of the new law.
Tracy, a lot of what we've heard about are the cases of the hundreds of people who have been hurt in car accidents and critically injured in the past. But what are the implications of this for people who maybe have yet to be in the wreck that's going to fundamentally change their life?
I think we all have something to worry about here. I've been told by a few attorneys that really, in reality, we're not in a no-fault state anymore. We're an at-fault state. I'm seeing some signs that doctors and some other healthcare providers are saying, you know what, this billing situation is so awful, I'm not going to take auto accident clients, patients anymore. So a lot at stake.
The whole point of the reforms that the legislature took up was to lower the cost of premiums. I mean, it was generally understood that in Michigan we do tend to pay a lot. But it feels like the system we had was important from an advocate standpoint because it held someone responsible for what patients actually needed, right?
Yeah, and that system is going down, and it's going down really fast. I'm expecting by the end of November that there will be virtually no home care agency in the state to still be caring for people who need home care after an accident because they can't do it. It just doesn't pay enough.
You know, there's something I don't get about this. In theory, the new system is not an entirely new way of handling payment. I mean, schedules of payment are definitely a thing in terms of Medicare and Medicaid. They don't always cover what we know is the full cost of care, but that is how hospitals and insurance companies interact on a daily basis. Why has this been so hard?
Because the fee cap was, whether by design or not, the fee cap was set so low that it actually does not cover the cost of providing the service. And I don't know whether it was by design or not, because the folks who wrote the bill are not talking about it.
Supporters of the state's reforms have said that they feel like the care providers aren't really taking time to work out the new billing. I saw this in a recent op-ed piece in the Detroit News. Do you think there's anything to that? I mean, how long has this new system functionally been going on?
I don't think there's anything to it. At least I've seen nothing from the people that I've interviewed to indicate they're not being patient enough when they get a bill sent back for the fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh time asking for a document the company already has or a new code. So I am not seeing anything to that. And I will say that the Insurance Alliance of Michigan, which is making this claim, is providing zero evidence to back it up.
Tracy, just one more question. There were some tacit understandings that certain things might get tweaked after the bill became law. Do you know if the legislature has anything in committee right now to address some of the fee caps?
There are about five bills now, maybe six at this count, that are trying to address that issue or putting this off so we can fix it, at our leisure. And to my knowledge, none of these bills has been scheduled for a hearing in committee.
And that's the Stateside Podcast. I'm April Baer. You can find more of Tracy's reporting on how auto insurance reform is affecting people with serious injuries at michiganradio.org. And that's also where you can find more from Stateside. Our executive producer is Laura Weber-Davis. Today's episode was produced by April Van Buren and Tracy Samilton. Our theme music is by 14KT. Additional music from Blue Dot Sessions. Thanks for listening. We're back in your feeds tomorrow.